So welcome back to York County then. Along with North Yorkshire County Council, we have Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
Couple of subjects on the to-do list, or to-talk list, as it should be more called. Superfast broadband, which is increasingly needed. There's not much in life that now happens without the help of the internet. And also Stevenson's Buses, a company that has been transporting people all over the place for a long time. In fact, they used to take me to school when I went to school in Knaresborough. But they've been going through a fair amount of problems recently. So we'll come on to them very shortly. First, though, let's talk about the internet, the World Wide Web, and the potential of companies and residents benefiting from superfast broadband.
Well, the latest update is very good news, and that is that North Yorkshire County Council's wholly owned organisation, Superfast North Yorkshire, which was formed in 2011 to spread superfast broadband throughout this rural county, has now reached phase three of its broadband rollout, and it awarded the contract for phase three worth at least £20.5 million, with the option to increase that to £33 million, awarded it to BT, and under that phase three contract, some 14,230 residents, premises will be connected up to superfast broadband. And that is those people who so far have not been connected up.
That's a lot of places.
It is. There are roughly 200,000 premises in North Yorkshire, which is, after all, a very large rural county, which wouldn't have received superfast broadband without North Yorkshire County Council stepping in, because it simply wasn't viable for commercial companies to spread fibre networks in a very rural area when there were relatively few subscribers at the end of those networks. So since 2012, under phases one and two, Superfast North Yorkshire has connected up some 166,000 premises and properties, both residential and commercial, to Superfast broadband. And Superfast broadband meant a download speed or bandwidth of at least 25 megabits per second. That was under phases one and two. Now, clearly, as we go into phase three, we're getting to the most remote parts of the county, but that includes several villages in the Harrogate and Knaresborough area, for example, Brierton and places like that. Under phase three, we really have upped our game, because the contract we've signed with BT will mean that most of the properties, most of those 14,200 properties, will be connected by means of fibre right up to the premise. In other words, right up to the home or to the business. There'll be no copper wires from cabinets for those people. And that will lead to bandwidths or download speeds for at least 85% of those 14,200, so roughly 12,500 of those properties, will have a bandwidth speed on average higher than 280 megabits per second, and in some cases up to 330 megabits per second, which are some of the fastest download speeds in the country.
Oh, think of all that internet browsing we can do. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Councillor Don McKenzie. And from internet to buses, which is not often a segue that I seem to make, but today we are going to talk a little bit about Stevenson's Buses. Many people very familiar. As I mentioned earlier, I used to be taken to school every single day on a Stevenson's bus. What happened to them over the past couple of years, though?
It's what happened on Friday the 19th of January that took us completely by surprise, because Stevenson's Buses, yes, were a well-respected and well-known bus operator. They operated for North Yorkshire County Council under contract some 27 separate home-to-school transport services for pupils, and also some subsidised bus routes, mainly in the Malton and Thirsk areas. But out of the blue, at close of business on that Friday, the 19th of January, we received news that Stevenson's, with effect from the following Monday morning, in other words, Monday the 22nd of January, could no longer carry out those contracts in the event they were going out of business. So our integrated passenger transport team at County Hall came in on the Saturday and spent the whole day on computers, on the telephone, first of all, as a top priority, replacing the 27 home-to-school transport services, affecting some 900 pupils countywide, which they did successfully by Sunday, and with the effect that on Monday morning, every single pupil, to the best of my knowledge, was picked up on time by a replacement bus service. We also have to look at replacing the subsidised bus services that Stevenson's provided for us. We reissued new tenders immediately on that Monday morning, and those services have now been replaced and were up and running again on the 29th of January, so within a week. So the good news is, whilst we received that very shocking news on Friday the 19th of January, our team did get to work on it very quickly, replaced all the school services immediately so that no pupil was let down, replaced the contractor service, bus services for the general public within 7 days, also presided over a pretty quick takeover of the commercial services by Transdev.
Dealt with then in very, very swift circumstances. Obviously, we're very sad for Stevenson's buses because they've done a lot of work over the years. The only people who may be affected, of course, are those pupils who were thinking, great, I'm going to get a day off school. And they didn't, because North Yorkshire County Council were very swift with it.
We were. And I think a word needs to be said also about Stevenson's employees. I mean, clearly, this is very, very bad news for them. I'm pleased to say that I heard from the chief executive of Transdev that some of those drivers have been taken on by his company so that they remain in employment.
Okay. Councillor Noel McKenzie, thank you very much.